This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, sports fans? Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. The ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Burn Dairy, and Stanley Law Offices. Two of my favorites to have on the show, the former president of the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, Jeff Idelson, and Gene Fruth. They both join me now to talk a little grassroots baseball. Of course, make sure you go follow them all over the social platforms as well as grassrootsbaseball.org. It's sharing the stories of so much about our youth and baseball and women and men, young men and young women, of course, and the women in baseball. It's just been a great thing, and around the globe here as well. How are both of you? Can I guess that you're maybe on a cruiser across the country? Where are you?
Well, we are on the East Coast, Mike, actually, and we spent the weekend in Williamsport, home to the Little League World Series.
Awesome.
Where they had their first ever all-girls baseball tournament, and it was incredible. It was 96 girls who came together from across the country, Puerto Wow. Rico and Canada, divided into eight teams, and for the first time ever, they had an all-girls baseball tournament for the entire weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. Gene, how are you today? And get in to maybe the week that was and the week to come and the summer, which is just, gosh, what a busy time for both of you.
Oh, it is. It's an exciting time. You know, just after finishing up our Route 66 project, this new project, Grassroots Baseball Women, telling the stories of women and girls in baseball on the field, off the field, around the globe. And we spent a lot of time these last 2.5 years just figuring out what stories to tell. And there's so many. So we've kind of been really just all over the place. And just the project just keeps getting bigger, not smaller, because as you know, women are making headlines every day in baseball now, and it's the project's so timely, and it feels good because, you know, the goal for Grassroots Baseball is to just shine a light on these women and girls. And it's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, you can head over to grassrootsbaseball.org for more information and the project at large. I was thinking about this last night as, you know, sharing those stories of girls and the women in baseball around the globe that, you know, are just so amazing. A lot of people just don't know how many young ladies are playing the game of baseball. I know that Grassroots is an overall promotion and a celebration of the amateur game around the globe as a whole, but this has been really fixated on that aforementioned topic that I just mentioned and both of you said as well. Jeff, maybe you could start with this. Caitlin Clark has just been an unbelievable phenomenon in women's basketball. Is there a Caitlin Clark in baseball?
There is. I mean, in the United States, it's for sure Kelsey Whitmore. It's the only woman being played play professionally. And she's with the Oakland Ballers in the Pioneer League. And she certainly carries the weight for so many other young ladies. The Caitlin Clark story was amazing for what it did for women's basketball. And it's not only her, but so many of the others who played in that NCAA tournament were so successful. But it really goes to show that there is a strong appetite for women's sports at a high level. And basketball is certainly there. The WNBA is flourishing even more now because of Caitlin Clark and what college basketball has done for women's sports. And baseball, you know, women's baseball needs to get there. There needs to be more attention there. There's so many women who are playing and young girls who are playing baseball in the United States. Baseball for All has a national program that gets girls started and is up through collegiate level now, where they have collegiate championships in the spring. You know, so the infrastructure is getting there and is there in a lot of ways, and it's time for baseball to get to the next level with women's baseball.
And Gene, obviously, as a woman and seeing the game and celebrating it, and you know, taking the pictures and seeing these young ladies, I mean, you probably have a smile on your face 24/7, 365, right? This has got to be just amazing for you.
It does. I do have a smile on my face when I'm doing this project because it's near and dear to my heart as a woman in baseball. You know, just seeing, you know, the same thing with photography, seeing, wow, you know, there wasn't many opportunities for women sports photographers. And now we see team photographers, wire photographers, and it's exploding, you know, in our industry and seeing so many more women. And it's not enough to say, yeah, you could do it, but they really have to be given the opportunities. And all of these sports, women's basketball certainly helps us. Women's baseball is not where basketball, but there was a time when nobody was watching women's basketball. They didn't have opportunities, and they've come a long way. Same thing with women's hockey. We now have a professional women's hockey league, and look what happened in soccer and how that exploded. And it's going to take time, you know, for women's baseball, but there's no reason that it can't happen. So it's, you know, we're at the very beginning of it, but I'm very hopeful that we're gonna see a lot of growth for women's baseball in the future.
Yeah, no doubt. You can find out more about Kelsey Whitmore and Kel Jenkins and all the rest at grassrootsbaseball.org. Gene Fruth and Jeff Idelson with us here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Rosie's Corner and Brewerton Ace Hardware. And I remember back, my gosh, I guess it was International Women's Day in 2022, and it was Ken Griffey Jr., and it was Claire Smith, and it was you two and a bunch of folks, and it was, hey, you know, we're gonna dive into this thing head first and spend a few years on this thing. And here we are in 2023. We're talking at the beginning of June, and it's right into the heat of the summer. Is it flying by? Is it overwhelming, or is it one day at a time here, Jeff, for you? Because before we just took air, you know, you and I were just talking about my kids and life and how crazy and fast things go. But is it a little fast and a little within the day too? I guess the old saying is the weeks are long and the years are fast. Is that what they say?
I said, Mike, I don't know how you did that, but yeah, I think you nailed it on the head. It's certainly moving fast, and that's a good thing because there's just so much great women's baseball and girls' baseball that is happening and going on, not only in the U.S. but around the globe. And you know, we're Gene and I are working on this documentary on the past, present, and future of girls and women in baseball around the globe, and the game is very much alive. The women's game is very much alive around the globe, and it's exciting to be a part of that and be promoting it and seeing all the great things that are happening in the U.S. and globally.
How about you, Gene? Yeah. Fast, slow, somewhere in between? Yeah.
Oh, like fast and faster, but it keeps getting bigger. It's
yeah.
hard to wrap your arms around it because, well, we're also learning. You know, it's not like, oh, we're doing this project because mm-hmm. we're the experts. It's almost just the opposite. We're doing this project and we're learning so much as we go. We went to South Korea and there are 50, over 50 women's, all women's baseball teams in South Korea. And it's in Japan, you know, and they had a professional league. COVID set them back a bit, but they'll be right back at it. And just seeing the growth around the world, it's like, this is not just the U.S. In some ways, the U.S. is a little bit behind. We were in Cuba, and we were at a, you know, a highest level. We were at playoffs, men's, you know, professional playoffs in Cuba, all men's game. And I look out on the field and there's a woman umpire at the highest level. And I say to the woman that we're with, who's in charge of sports for in Cuba, and she said, oh, we have 6 women umpires at our highest level.
Wow.
And I think, well, that is in Cuba. And I think that's just, it really is great news. So, and now, you know, we will very soon be having, our first woman in Major League Baseball umpiring. Yeah. I would hope this season we'll see it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's so great, and it's amazing in the Far East. I mean, the golf and the golf dominance, you know, in Korea and Japan and over in the Far East, and now baseball has been such a huge sport as well for women. It's so great to see that international pride as well, as my dog agrees, apparently. The final thing I'll quickly mention is, obviously, you guys have the Grassroots Baseball in terms of buying the books. You can go, obviously, to grassrootsbaseball.org and buy those as well on the 66 Project. You guys are working on this current project. But in closing, until I talk to both of you next time, what do you want people to know? I guess, you know, from now until, who knows, maybe a month, 2-3 months, you guys definitely know I'll have you back. But what do you want people to know in the immediate, right now, right here, right now, about what's happening?
I mean, I think it's, you know, to bring awareness, to let people know that, you know, there's more coming. I hope this, you know, you'll be seeing this documentary sometime soon, whether it's at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. We'll have a book coming out with the project as well, and that'll be telling the stories of women and girls in baseball around the globe.
Right.
I think just supporting women's sports, you know, it's, you know, all the elements have to be there. Like, just what's happening in basketball is a great example. And when people start watching and people start supporting, then good things happen. And there's certainly a lot of talented athletes out there who deserve the attention.
No doubt. Jeff, any thoughts?
No, I echo what Gene is saying. It's just great to see how the game is really picking up here in the U.S., especially through Baseball for All, and building the awareness is so important because there are some talented players in this country who love playing the game, and you know, they need to have a light shined on the sport, and they need to be supported.
Well, you can find out all the information at grassrootsbaseball.org. It's a tremendous website about the entire growth of women in baseball. Remember, since the mid-19th century, the door to baseball for women has alternated between open and shut, the signs encouraging and discouraging. But nowadays, that door has been blown off its hinges. Grassroots Baseball, a big part of making it big time, and is committed to telling the stories of trailblazing women, past, present, and future, on and off the field and around the globe. Their fight for equality, recognition, and acceptance in the sport they love, all a part of the Grassroots Baseball umbrella, promoting and celebrating the amateur game around the globe. And Gene Fruth and Jeff Idelson, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. I can't thank both of you enough, obviously, for your support, for coming on, for sharing your story, and I'll have you on again real soon, and we'll kick this thing into another gear as the summer months move along, all right? Hang tight with me, okay? Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much. It's so fun. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.